Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok will launch a new feature to let users see why a video was recommended in the For You feed. Users can see this in the Share panel by clicking on a question mark icon labeled Why This Video. Reasons for recommendations include accounts followed, previous content watched, likes or shares, comments, searches, and regional popularity. TikTok said it plans to expand the feature to bring more granularity and transparency to content recommendations. Amazon agreed to settlements on two European Union antitrust cases, which involve treatment of third-party sellers on its platform. As part of the settlement, for the next 7 years, Amazon agreed to give third-party sellers an equal opportunity to be selected as the default option in its buy box, as well as to qualify for its Prime shipping program. Amazon will also not use non-public data about sellers to compete against them. Amazon will not pay a fine. Porsche pumped its first gallons of fully synthetic e-fuels created at a pilot plant in Punta Arenas, Chile. These are designed to offer carbon-neutral alternatives to fossil fuels for legacy vehicles. The fuels will initially be used for off-road vehicles competing in the Porsche Super Cup series. Porsche plans to produce 55 million liters of e-fuels per year within the next 3 years, which the company says will cost about $2 per liter to produce. Porsche still plans to achieve 80% EV sales by 2030. At Google's annual India conference, the company showed off development of a new AI model designed to decipher difficult-to-read handwriting with a focus on doctor's notes and prescriptions. It's working with pharmacists to develop a tool in Google Lens, training it to detect medicines and other medical information. No word on a launch date, with Google saying much work still remains to be done before the system is ready for the real world. Mastodon CEO and founder Eugene Rochko announced the decentralized social network hit 2.5 million monthly active users between the months of October and November, up from about 300,000 in September. Rochko previously said the site hit 1 million monthly active users on November 7th. The U.S. Supreme Court scheduled arguments for two internet moderation cases. It'll hear Gonzalez versus Google on February 21st, which deals with if Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act should apply to a platform's content recommendations. The next day, the court will hear Twitter versus Tamna, which covers if online services provide unlawful material support if they fail to kick terrorists off its platform. Twitter launched a pilot for Blue for Business with select businesses. In addition to gold checkmarks on a main business account, subscribers will be able to display a small company badge on employee accounts to show they work with an organization. Brands will also now show a square profile picture rather than a round one to further distinguish accounts. No word on how much Blue for Business costs. Twitter CEO Elon Musk recently announced the platform will make major policy decisions through user votes. In response to a suggestion that only Twitter Blue subscribers be allowed to vote, Musk replied, "Good point. Twitter will make that change." Tumblr began rolling out Tumblr Live, offering live streaming to iOS and Android users in the U.S. through the platform Livebox. Tumblr previously supported live streaming by sharing streams to other services, but this natively integrates with Tumblr. Liveblocks will moderate streams, and users can also designate trusted viewers as mods. Insider sources say Reality Labs consulting CTO John Carmack is leaving the company. Carmack joined Meta when it acquired Oculus. In a note posted to Workplace, he said he would focus on his startup, Keen Technologies. Amazon launched its Prime Gaming service in India after testing the service in the country earlier this month. The service offers Prime subscribers a range of titles on PC and mobile with in-game loot. The auto parts maker Magna International agreed to acquire the assistive driving business Veoneer Active Safety from SSW Partners for $1.53 billion. Magna tried to acquire Veoneer last year, but was outbid by SSW. The deal is expected to close in the middle of next year. The Wall Street Journal reports that Netflix's ad-supported plan accounted for 9% of new Netflix U.S. signups in November, according to data from the subscription analytics firm Antenna. Of these, 57% were people rejoining the service or new subscribers, while 43% downgraded from an ad-free plan. Antenna estimates by the end of November, 0.2% of U.S. Netflix subscribers were on an ad-supported plan. Amazon completed its Phase 1 rollout of the Matter smart home standard to Echo devices. This adds Matter support to Echo devices through Wi-Fi for things like smart plugs, smart bulbs, and smart switches, but only compatible with Android initially. In its Phase 2 planned for 2023, Amazon plans to add Matter to more accessories, add support for the Thread protocol, and iOS. It'll announce more Phase 2 plans at CES. Microsoft principal security researcher Jonathan Barr-Orr disclosed a macOS bug called Achilles that allows specifically crafted payloads to abuse a logic issue to use restrictive access control list permissions to get around Apple's gatekeeper security feature, letting malware download and deploy on a system. Microsoft warned this would also work on systems in Apple's lockdown mode. Apple released an update to address the issue. And finally, OnePlus will launch its OnePlus 11 5G phone and Buds 2 Pro earbuds at an event in New Delhi, India on February 7th. In a teaser video, OnePlus shows the alert slider returning to its flagship phone, and the camera carries Hasselblad branding. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.